What will it be today?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The government response to the financial crisis is moving at a pretty good clip now. Yesterday, we had the Citigroup bailout. Today, the focus will be on credit card companies. More from Steve Henn in Washington.
This morning, Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson's expected to unveil his plans to use some of Treasury's bailout money to thaw frozen consumer lending markets. Paulson signaled earlier this month the government would begin financing consumer debt like car loans and credit cards. Investors and banks used to do this, but the private market for consumer debt collapsed last month, pushing up rates on credit cards and making it harder to get car loans. By stepping into that void, the Treasury Department and the Fed hope to nudge consumer interest rates back down and get loans flowing again. Treasury is expected to invest $10 or $20 billion in the new program. The Federal Reserve stake will be much larger. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
The stock markets seem to love bailouts. Wall Street just had its best two-day run since the 87 crash. The Dow is at 8443 after a 5% gain yesterday, almost 400 points. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 climbed more than 6%. In Asia today, the markets added between 2 and 5%, and European shares are down a fraction so far. One of the world's biggest takeovers isn't going to happen. Today, the mining company BHP Billiton dropped its hostile bid for rival Rio Tinto. We're joined by economist Bob McKee in London. Bob, this looked like a done deal. What happened?
Well, the merger bid has been dragging on for some time. And during that period of time, we've seen a collapse in the commodity prices around the world. So BHP decided that the likely revenues they're going to get from this merger just don't warrant the huge cost and organization that will be involved in pursuing this bid.
I imagine that steel companies are pretty happy that this merger didn't happen. They were very opposed to it. Why?
Well, clearly what would happen then, if they'd have one big supplier that they'd have to go to, and the cost of raw materials could rise quite sharply in an environment where they're beginning to see their customers disappear as well. Shipbuilders cutting back, motor car companies in deep trouble. The prospects for steel companies are very bad, and if it meant that they can also face quite sharp price increases, that would put them in a difficult position. So at least they've got some different suppliers to go to try and get the best price.
And the European markets are down this morning. Does this have anything to do with that?
Partly. The London Stock Exchange has a lot of mining companies on the index. But, of course, I think the general mood today is taking profits after some big rallies that we've seen both in Wall Street and in Europe over the past few days, because there isn't any other news coming onto the horizon.
Bob McKee, Chief Economist at Independent Strategy in London. Thank you.
Okay.
Just about every industry is struggling with the financial crisis fallout. Book publisher Houghton Mifflin says it will stop buying new books, something it rarely does. And Borders is expected to announce a rough sales quarter today. More on that from Stacey Vanek Smith.
This winter is bringing a lot of discontent to the book business. Last week, Barnes & Noble announced quarterly sales were down 4.5%. Rival Books A Million saw its sales drop nearly 10%.
It's going to be a really tough time out there for booksellers.
Analyst Michael Norris is with Simba Information, an industry research firm. He says people are spending less in general, but booksellers are taking a double hit because mass discounters like Walmart and Costco have gotten more aggressive about offering the titles that were bookstores' bread and butter.
The whole idea that a best-selling book or a blockbuster book can draw in bookstore traffic kind of becomes a bit of a wash. You can get it while you're picking up, you know, socks and underwear. You can get it while you're picking up eggs and cheese.
Last year, Americans spent more than $50 billion on books, and Norris says bookstores will get a boost for the holidays. But he says more and more of those titles will be picked up outside of bookstores. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org. By CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. And by Gather.com. If it's happening in the world, it's being discussed on Gather. You can join the conversation at Gather.com.
It's time once again for What's the Fix? Our series on solutions for the economy. Commentator Jeff Madrick says there's one thing that would fix a lot of problems. Better pay for the average worker.
We've had a wage crisis in America for 35 years. One number tells it all. The typical man in his 30s today earns less after inflation than a man in his 30s did in the 1970s. The main reason typical family incomes have risen at all over the past 30 years is that women have gone to work. The wage crisis is a big reason why Americans borrow so much. It's a big reason why rising health care costs are so painful, why a growing number of mortgages end in default. And it's a big reason why Americans want their taxes cut even more. Can government make a difference? Yes. Here are some of the things the new administration and Congress must do. Enforce labor laws vigorously. Raise the minimum wage regularly. Enable unions to organize without undue and often illegal management interference. Invest aggressively in transportation infrastructure and energy alternatives. Make sure the Federal Reserve balances concerns about inflation with worries about jobs. Stop raising interest rates every time there's a wage hike. And encourage the president to call it as it is when CEOs make outrageous salaries while their workers' incomes are declining. My gut is the new president is up to this agenda, but the hard work won't be over once the economy is back on track.
Jeff Madrick researches economic policy at the New School. His new book is called The Case for Big Government. What's your fix? Share it with us online at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.